Michael Jackson estate calls child sex abuse allegations from Casio family members a desperate money grab. By Warner Todd Houston on May 11, 2026. The Casio family is renewing their allegations of sexual abuse against the king of pop, Michael Jackson, in the wake of the recent biopic about the music star. But Jackson's estate is ripping the claims as just another desperate money grab. For several years, the New Jersey family claimed that Michael Jackson groomed and sexually abused Eddie, Aldo, Dominic, and Marie Nicole Casio over a 25-year period that only ended with the pop star's death in 2009. And the family appeared on 60 Minutes Australia on Sunday and renewed their accusations of abuse. "He's a monster. He's evil. What he did was evil, and he's tricked the whole world to think that he's this innocent, perfect human being, and he's not," Dominic Casio told the news program. The family became increasingly friendly with Jackson starting in the late 1980s when the singer was reaching the heights of his stardom. Jackson first met the family's father, Dominic Casio Sr., who was a hotel manager, and soon enough the entire star-struck family had become fast friends with the Beat It singer. At first the Casio kids were thrilled by their association with Jackson. "He was like, kind of like the fun uncle," Dominic Jr. told 60 Minutes as they recounted tales of the Neverland Ranch and encounters with Jackson's famous pet chimpanzee, Bubbles. But as time wore on, the family says that Jackson began introducing inappropriate conversations and activities with the kids, and they say he began grooming them for sexual encounters. At one point, Dominic says that Jackson would drink the boy's urine to prove that he loved the youngster. "He would drink my urine and tell me, 'This is how much I love you.' I may be 12 years old at the time. Like, I'm a child who's seeing this man do this," Dominic told the TV crew. Eddie, now 43, says that Jackson convinced him to feel that sexual contact between him and Jackson was entirely normal. He added that Jackson began sexual activities with him during the singer's 1993 Dangerous tour, when Eddie was then 11 years old. "He nicknamed me Angel. He always said, like, 'You're my angel,'" Eddie said. Eddie claimed that Jackson would take baths with him when he was an 8-year-old boy, then engage in what he called the booty rumble, which consisted of a nude Eddie laying on top of an equally nude Jackson while the singer reached around and jiggled the boy's rear end. Casio also said that Jackson introduced the sick game to him when he was a preteen, as well. Marie, the family's only girl, claims that she, too, was sexually abused by the star and that Jackson convinced her to believe that a little girl being naked with an adult man was perfectly normal. The family went on to claim that Jackson offered them a drink concoction he called Jesus Juice, which was spiked with Vicodin and Xanax. The drink, they say, was intended to make the children more compliant. The family has filed several lawsuits alleging abuse and demanding compensation. One, filed in 2025, demanded $213 million. Another more recent suit demanded $40 million. To support their claims that Jackson acted inappropriately with the children, early last month, the Daily Mail published a series of photos of the Casio boys, who are mostly topless and wear small shorts and nothing else. However, the same family also spent many years defending the pop star and saying he never abused them at all. Still, that support ended in 2019 after the film Searching for Neverland was released, in which allegations were made of instances of sexual abuse similar to what the Casio family now says they suffered at the singer's hands. The family now insists that they are finally coming forward to give courage to other victims out there to come out and be strong with us. "Because at the end of the day, he was the monster, not us," Eddie exclaimed. The Jackson estate, of course, is calling the lawsuits and the sudden claims of abuse after years of denial nothing but a desperate money grab. Jackson estate attorney Marty Singer has dismissed these sexual abuse allegations in a statement sent to 60 Minutes Australia, and accused the Casios of lying. Citing the Casios' decades-long, consistent and repeated defense of Jackson, Singer says that Jackson never harmed any of them. Notably, these shakedown attempts come more than 15 years after Jackson's death, thus carrying no risk of being sued for defamation, Singer added. Sadly, in death just as in life, Jackson's talents and success continue to make him a target. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.